Okay, so we're going to get started. Good afternoon. My name is Dr. Eric Lopez. I'm an instructor at the Mindful Awareness Research Center here at UCLA. And I'm also doing research on mindfulness at the Cousin Center for Psychoneuroimmunology, also here on campus. This is basically the first session here at the Hammer of this year. So I figured that this could be a good opportunity to speak a little bit about a concept which is sometimes spoken about in mindfulness. So I'll speak a couple of minutes about this topic, and then I'll lead you in a guided meditation practice about that particular topic. And you might be wondering, what is that topic? The topic is beginner's mind. Beginner's mind is a concept which is understood as the capacity that we all have to see things in our lives as if they were happening for the first time. And the beginning of the year is a pretty good occasion to do that, because we usually make, I don't know, resolutions or plans for whatever is going to happen in this fresh new year. And beginner's mind can help us to really understand and to really see that in every single moment in our lives, everything that is happening is actually brand new. Actually, this very moment is brand new. You have never experienced this moment before. However, when we are mindless, when our minds are distracted, when our minds are not present, we tend to see everything with the lens of habits, with the lens of, you know, doing everything in the same way every day, driving the same road every day, seeing the same people every day, and we kind of lose that capacity to see things in a fresh way. One of the best ways, perhaps, to experience what beginner's mind is actually eating any food that you want mindfully. I think that eating is one of the activities that human beings do that are done with a mindless mind all of the time. You might agree with me on this one. So we usually eat, but we are not present eating. So eating becomes just another activity that we do every single day. So if we bring a beginner's mind to eating, what will happen is that perhaps for the first time we will see, for instance, that the lettuce that we are eating in our salad has actually different shades of green, or that it has a peculiar shape, or when we bite into that lettuce, we can actually notice that there is actually a symphony of flavors. But when we eat mindlessly, we just go like, oh, this is lettuce, I'm going to eat it, and that's it. I have other things to do. So beginner's mind is precisely this capacity that can be exercised as just in the same fashion as mindfulness, that allows us to see every single moment as a fresh moment. So I'm going to lead you in a beginner's mind meditation, and hopefully we will discover or rediscover this capacity that we all have to see every single moment like a fresh moment. So I'm going to invite you to close your eyes, to sit in an upright posture, just to start. And just taking a few moments to really find a posture that supports your intention to be present, that supports your intention to cultivate this capacity to be awake and alert. And just letting go of any thoughts, any concerns. Letting go of your to-do list. And just bringing your attention, bringing your awareness to the present moment, to this very moment. And perhaps one of the best ways to bring our awareness into the present moment is simply by noticing the sensations in our body. So just gently bringing your attention to whatever sensations you care to notice in your body right now. So, for instance, you might notice the contact of your feet with the floor, or the contact of your back with the back of your seat, your body temperature, or whatever sensation. The most important thing is becoming aware of these sensations without trying to change them. Just let them be as they are in this moment. Just becoming aware that your body is present right here, right now. And as you can notice, there is a universe of sensations happening in our bodies at any given moment. So out of this universe of sensations, I'm going to invite you to focus only on those sensations associated with breathing. So zooming in your attention, focusing your attention on whichever part of your body in which you feel your breath the most. It can be the nostrils, for instance, your chest, your belly. Some people feel their breath in their hands. So just take a moment to notice where in your body you feel your breath the most, and gently focus your attention in that part of your body. And of course, we all have been breathing since the moment we were born. So breathing is not new for any of us, in a way. However, sometimes we tend to forget about our breaths, take it for granted. So as you notice your breath moment by moment, just try to see if you can bring a beginner's mind to this act of being aware of your breath, which basically means that you are present with your breath as if it was the first time that you are breathing, with that sense of wonder, sense of awe, maybe. And of course, like I was telling you a few minutes ago, this is the first time in this moment that you are breathing. So just noticing your breath moment by moment with fresh eyes, with a fresh perspective. In this regard, we can see a new year like an opportunity to refresh our perspectives, our resolutions. But we can also see every single breath as an opportunity to reset our attention, to recommit to being present. And whenever you notice that your mind went off somewhere else and thoughts, images, fantasies appear in your mind, just gently bringing it back to your breath. Mindfulness practice and meditation practice is all about paying attention to the present moment, but it's also about cultivating a gentle attitude towards ourselves, especially when we become distracted. So it is important to return to the breath, but it is also important to return to the breath in a gentle, kind way. Try not to give yourself a hard time just for being distracted. It is not a mistake to be distracted in this practice. Beginner's mind also means that we try to bring a fresh perspective to each and every single moment, an open attitude. So even if we have practiced this before, even if we have practiced awareness of breathing before, this is a new practice in this moment. This is a new moment. This is a new breath. So this is the challenge that mindfulness brings to us. Is it possible for us to see each and every moment like a fresh one? Just checking to see if your mind is on your breath right now. And if your mind gets distracted 50 times, you just gently bring it back 50 times. Or 100 or 1,000. It doesn't matter. Now let's see if we can expand this notion of beginner's mind to include not only sensations associated with breathing, but also the whole sensation of your body as a whole, the general sensation of your whole body. See if you can gently bring your attention to your body. And notice each and every sensation with a fresh perspective. As if it was the first time that you notice your feet on the ground, or the first time that you notice your back against the back of your seat. And see what happens when you allow yourself to juggle with these two elements of practice. One of them is attention, and the other one is a fresh attitude, beginner's mind. And you can apply the same principle to distractions as well. Can say to yourself, oh, this is the first time that I have become distracted. How interesting. And just bringing your attention back into your breath, to your body. Sensations of pressure, relaxation, temperature, the contact of your clothes against your skin. if you want to, you can make small adjustments to your posture just to help you maintain this sense of presence, this sense of awareness. See if there is a correlation between how your attention is and how your body is. There is a relationship between posture and attention. And then in the last few minutes of this practice, just try to see if you can keep on cultivating this beginner's mind. So even if we have been practicing for 20-something minutes, see if you can allow yourself to see, to perceive this breath and sensations in your body as new sensations, as a fresh sensations. And very gently, at your own pace, you can start opening your eyes. Just taking a few moments to notice how are you doing after this practice. So beginner's mind is something that we can also use in our everyday life. So this this principle doesn't have to be applied only to the domain of meditation or mindfulness or formal mindfulness practice. So a very good example that we can use is what happens with the weather, right? Now that it has been raining here in LA, and now that the sun came out just today, we can use this opportunity to see the change in weather patterns as something new. For instance, yesterday as I was exiting my office, I saw this double rainbow, right? Which was quite amazing to see. If I hadn't been aware, then my mind would have gone, yeah, this is just a rainbow. I have other things to do, more important things to do. And then beginner's mind is what allows us to actually be surprised by things that happen every single day. And I think that rain is a very relevant example, particularly here in LA, right? Rain is actually an occurrence here. So let's try to use rain as an excuse to practice beginner's mind and not only to be annoyed by the traffic or whatever that happens after the rain. So that's my invitation. And like I was telling you, we can also use the beginning of the year as an excuse again to practice beginner's mind. So we can use mindfulness practice to refresh and to reset our minds into seeing every single moment as a new moment. So that's kind of the teaching that lies in beginner's mind. So So just a quick note before we leave. Both the COSIN Center where I work and Mark, the Mindful Awareness Research Center, are conducting a research project that I am co-leading on the effects of mindfulness and the immune system. So we are recruiting participants. We are recruiting both Latino and non-Latino participants. So if you are interested in knowing a little bit more about that, I'll be around here for a few moments after this ends. So thank you very much for your time, and may you have beginner's mind in your life. Take care, folks.